Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Tuesday. Let's talk some football with the coach. Coach Jeff Fisher joins us now, the commissioner of Arena Football One, who is up at the league meetings in Albany. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. It's got to be fun having league meetings because that means the season's right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we got training camp, you know, scheduled. It's going to be starting here, and depending on, you know, the team in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And here we go again, man. It's really fun. So it's great to have meetings. You know, we covered everything, and, you know, you name it, we covered it from a league standpoint. And we had presentation, officiating, streaming, and, you know, we've got, you know, four new clubs. Actually, I say five, if you would include the Corpus franchise that moved to Northern Kentucky. So, you know, they're going through it for the first time, and everybody's prepared, and season tickets are going well. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to the start.
Well, I think I've also seen, I don't know if he's extra security for you or what, but Double J Jeff Jarrett's been roaming around with you.
Yeah, you know him. You guys know him well. Yeah, he's been hanging out, and he's been such a help, as you can imagine, from the cat standpoint. But we got some announcements ahead. We'll clue you in here over the next couple of weeks. But he's taken a significant interest in AF1 as well. So, you know, it's just what we needed. And we're looking forward to the relationship. We'll have more details to come. But he was in the meetings yesterday. And you talk about experience and with respect to promoting things. Oh my gosh. So yeah, we're kind of looking forward to that announcement as well. Our single game tickets, by the way, are going on sale on St. Patty's Day 17th. So you know, we had a season ticket drive, you know, pick your sheet type of thing, you know, about a month and a half ago, and we're way ahead of where we thought we would be, and single games are going to go on. So if anybody's interested, they can go to, you know, the Cats website, or go to the F&M Bank Arena website, and they go on sale on 17th. So, yeah, but things are shaping up. And my understanding, after talking to our head coach, Darren Arbett, you guys know that he's 6 or 7 games away from becoming the all-time winningest coach in the indoor game. He thinks we got a pretty good team, and I heard that from several other coaches here, so that are a little bit concerned about the Cats this year, which is cool.
I love that. Coach Jeff Fisher is with us here on the program. I wanted to get your thoughts because we started the show talking about running backs, and there's a pretty good running back out of Notre Dame that could be available with the 4th overall pick. I look at, you know, a couple of different situations with you and the Titans. Obviously, a guy you took in 1996, the Heisman Trophy winner, and Eddie George, that worked out pretty well. And then go back to 2008, you take Chris Johnson. And that worked out pretty well as a 2,000-yard rusher. So how did you evaluate that position, and especially how much it can help a young quarterback like the Titans will have going into this season?
Well, that was obviously that was our focus back in, you know, in 96 when we took Eddie, because we drafted Steve in 95. And, you know, we wanted to build the offense around the running game, and then knowing that that would help Steve's progress along the way. And we were right. And then, you know, of course, with respect to CJ, I mean, CJ was rare. And, you know, I mean, it was just kind of like we just could not pass on that opportunity to get somebody like that, you know, behind our offensive line at the time. And, you know, that panned out very, very, very well for us. So, you know, they're all different, you know, and as we all know, over the years, you can get a difference maker in round 2 all the way through round 7 if you do your homework. And so it's just a matter of need. And then, you know, who's available, who's on your roster, who, you know, can you go out and get somebody in free agency and then maybe take one a little bit later. So it's an organizational decision, but we were unanimous with both those picks, and they panned out very well for us.
We're talking to Jeff Fisher on the Chase the Big Joe Show. Coach, I want to go back to the Nashville Cats for just a brief moment. Discuss the enthusiasm you're seeing in 26 compared to 25, because I'm telling you, people in Clarksville, up around that area, and people in Nashville are really excited about what you're doing. Do you feel that love?
Oh, yeah. No, it is. I mean, it is. You know, people all over Middle Tennessee are really excited. You know, you know, everybody on the base, you know, the Clarksville community, to still, we've got a great fan base here in Nashville. So, yeah, everybody's real excited. I mean, we made the championship game last year. We look at this year, you know, kind of as, you know, and I said this last year, and it was year one for us, even though we played the year before. Became year one because we were settling in, and you know, with the staff and with the, you know, with our front office and the direction, and of course at the league level settled a little bit. But with each passing year, we're just going to generate momentum and excitement. And you know, that was the feeling yesterday. You know, we met Sunday late afternoon, and then all day yesterday, and the feeling yesterday across the board, across the league, is nothing but enthusiasm and excitement. And it's just about us. We got a great game. You know, this game is, you know, you guys, you know, we've talked about it, and you guys got to see it firsthand last year, and we appreciate everything you've done for us. And, you know, the game itself it's so exciting. And, you know, you come to a game in person, you go, wow. Well, you know, our focus right now is spreading that word. You know, people don't know. I mean, there's a large segment of the population and the football fan base that just doesn't know. They don't know a lot about this game. And the 50-yard game is really cool. I never thought, you know, two or three or four years ago I would be saying that. But it really is an outstanding game. We got great leadership, you know, and you know, in our officiating department and leadership at the league level, and things are just falling into place. And to see the enthusiasm with the new ownership groups, you know, that include Beaumont and Northern Kentucky and Michigan and Minnesota. I mean, it's just really exciting. These guys are, you know, they're generating a lot of enthusiasm and, you know, in their communities, and there's going to be a lot of good things happen with respect to what's going on in these intimate communities and these fan bases as well with respect to the players.
I'll never forget you walking over to Chase and myself before the championship game up in Clarksville, and you just said one word. You just said, look, and he looked out, and it was just sold out, a sea of people. And I think we all knew then, like, this is the spot. This is where it's going to work.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's no doubt the support that we've got there from, you know, from Mayor Wes Golden and his staff and everybody, the community, and a lot of people interested. We've got investment group lined up, and you know, it really is. It's just taken off. So we're excited about it, man. It's going to be and fortunately for us, you know, we've got 7 home games up there this year, and you know, we only have to travel 5 times, and so we're going to have some really competitive games there. And you know, we'll just wait and see what happens. We've you know, we're potentially looking at having a championship, the F1 championship, the F1 crown game up in Clarksville. It's probably not going to happen this year because it's just too much too soon, but it might be going back to a neutral site. Hopefully I could call it a neutral site here in Albany,
right?
With Albany not in it, you know, because they're just been the model franchise and great franchise. And they hosted, you know, this weekend's meetings and things. And so, yeah, just the fun stuff going on.
I love it.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
I got a question for you guys. So you guys probably watched Combine pretty close, right? I didn't get a chance, you know, because I've been busy. But
yeah.
What percentage of the players that participated in the Combine are going to take pay cuts when they get to the NFL?
99% maybe?
Is that right? Okay.
I'm
curious.
Something like that. Yeah, that's why guys are going to stay in college, because they get paid more money in college than doing the pros. Which I want to ask you this. Can you fill a need through a first-round draft choice? If you got a wide receiver need, can you fill that need, or a left tackle? Can you fill it with a draft choice, or do you need to do that through free agency?
Well, you can do it through both. I mean, you know, I mean, clearly you do. I mean, the free agency period obviously is I mean, people are rolling right now. They're scouring what's going on, and, you know, restricted, unrestricted, and do they fit? Is this guy better? Or, you know, potentially, I mean, hypothetically, you know, if you can get a guy that's got veteran experience, you know, that can start off, and then you use the draft to go ahead and really improve the position, and then you might move that guy, you know, to a different spot. I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios, but yeah, you can, you know, you can fill needs. I mean, we've done it. We did it, you know, we try to do it every year with that first pick, and, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but, you know, the odds of missing in the first round are, I think now, because all the information that you have, the movement from campus to campus, you get, you know, additional information from different, you know, if you got a guy that starts out, you know, in a program and finishes at a program, you got one group of people to interview on campus, and that would include, you know, everybody from the equipment man to the trainer to the assistant coaches to the strength and conditioning coach. But the way these players are moving around, and, you know, I would point out, you know, I think that was what made the decision, you know, with the quarterback last year with Cam, you know, that, you know, we got plenty of resources and plenty of opinions. And so the odds of making a mistake higher in the draft are not as likely, or, you know, don't add up like they did years past, where, man, we thought this and we just assumed that and it just didn't work out.
Coach Jeff Fisher is with us. I don't even know if you have an answer to this, but was there a position that was maybe harder to address in free agency than other positions, as opposed to finding that guy in the draft and bringing him in, you know, as a young player and developing him on your own? Is there an answer to that?
Well, I'd say this. I mean, if you got a good player, and I mean, he's a starter and he's productive, I mean, you want to keep him out of free agency.
Right.
You know, it's important to try to do that, to try to get, you know, get in a position where you can extend a contract early or get a deal done and not allow them to get to the market. And then, you know, if it's the case and you're projecting that a year ahead, then you try to move the player. But, you know, it's an individual thing. And so much has to do with the systems as well and what you're doing. I mean, I'm not going to bring up a name, but way back, we signed a receiver that, you know, had 110 catches, and, you know, 85 of his catches were slants. So if you don't have a slant as a primary route in your offense, then he's just going to become a guy, you know? So, you know, the ability levels and the talent levels and the expectations and the ask and what the player's doing has a lot to do with whether he's going to fit into your program or not.
That's a very interesting take. I got to ask you though, Coach, do you laugh when you hear the phrase legal tampering?
Yeah. I mean, I've been out for a while and there's so much information, and there's so many ways to communicate nowadays. You know, there's a lot of dialogue going on, and there's a lot of agents that know what they're doing, and they got relationship with people, and, you know, there's conversations that go on. And, so, I mean, it's hard to enforce, you know, that goes on. I mean, it also would apply to assistant coaches and coaches. There's a lot of dialogue and a lot of communication going on. And, you know, it's frustrating to, you know, to think that, you know, when you sit down, you know, to start the off season, you got your staff together, you've made some changes, you got your staff together and everybody's fired up from day one, but you break the staff meeting and they go down the hall and go on the phone. They're looking for the next job, you know? So you like to try to avoid those things. And, you know, obviously we did, but, you know, I'm hearing, you know, nightmare stories about those type of things.
Yeah, for sure. Coach Jeff Fisher is with us. Coach, appreciate the time. We're excited about the Cat season and AF1. And I know we're going to have, you're going to have more announcements coming up soon, but, love these chats with you, and we'll do it again soon.
All right. Appreciate you guys as always. Thank you.
Absolutely. Coach Jeff Fisher joining us, the commissioner of AF1, and also with the Nashville Cats.
He said something. We'll react. He said something that I like what he said.
Okay. We'll react to that coming up next with Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5 The Game.